final form, absolute philosopher. The absolute philosopher is speaking about balance on all planes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher. I was reading about Manu the other day, M-A-N-U. This is a Hindu term. Manu is the progenitor of the human race and the giver of the religious laws of Manu according to Hindu mythology. Manu is the law of laws, the absolute consequence and balance of all planes, spiritual, mental, and physical. Well, now, that's kind of handy, isn't it? It's kind of handy to have a law that is so universal, a law that is so on the allness, all planes, spiritual, mental, and physical, that covers everything. Now, what is that law? What does that law say? That law says, as you give yourself the privilege to read it, it says, all the universe is good and very good. All the universe is designed to have a perfect pattern, a perfect plan, by which it expresses itself and expresses its absolute possibilities. Now, you say, well, that sounds pretty much like Christianity. That sounds like Islamic teachings. That sounds like the teachings of all the religions and all the philosophies of the world. And here it is from Hinduism, too. Well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that all religions draw their information from the oneness of the universal allness? Isn't it interesting that there is only one universal consciousness? There's only one universal knowledge. There's only one universal allness. And every religion, every philosophy, every philosopher draws out of that one universal beingness and comes up with, in their own language, in their own tradition, in their own understanding, the same virtual thing. The same virtual thing. You see, we try to say, I'm going to study mysticism, I'm going to study Hinduism, I'm going to study Islamic, I'm going to study Christianity, I'm going to study all these things. And there's lots more. Oh, there are lots more. And I'm going to study them. And then I'm going to find out which one is going to reveal to me what the divine pattern for all of life is, especially for me. I'm going to study these things so that I know about it, so that I know what is the divine pattern for me, so I know where I am going with my life. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good, because all the time you're spending studying in all of these different religions, you're putting your attention on your positive direction of life, and you're seeing that they too confirm and reveal the same positive, wonderful attitude toward life. I have long spoken with people from many religions, and I'm certainly not the the ultimate of ultimates for other people. I am for myself, but not for other people. And so, as I speak to the Hindus and the Islams, as I speak to the Catholics and the Protestants and the Zarathustranisms and go on and on and on, as I speak to them, I say, you have one responsibility in life. Here I am telling them they have one responsibility in life. Well, I do. You have one responsibility in life, and that is to be yourself and have fun. Now, what is it that you are going to use as your trademark as you're doing this? You're going to say, I'm a Buddhist or a Hindu? You're going to say, I am a Catholic or Protestant? You're going to say, what are you going to say? Well, okay, I went to Marquette University, a good Jesuit Catholic university, indoctrinated and infiltrated with the philosophy very wonderfully and solidly and beautifully. And I talked to a number of the Jesuits, and I said to them, the Pope has come out with a new encyclical, I see. It seems that it is a little contrary to what you've been teaching. And they say, yeah, he does that sometimes, but we don't pay attention to him. What? You don't pay any attention to the one who is in charge of your faith, the one who is in charge of your religion, the one who is in charge of your spiritual life? You don't pay attention to him? Oh, no, no. We have our own way of looking at it. We go back to the source and we come up with information that we feel is significant. And if they follow it, great. If they don't, great. But we teach what we believe. And I said, well, how can you teach what you believe, which might be different from the total Catholic Church? Well, that's their problem. Oh, how interesting. Well, why don't you call yourself a divine being and teach whatever you want? Teach what comes to you, what comes to your mind. Oh, well, the Catholic Church has already built up a good following, and we get a good audience this way, and so on. Oh, I see. You're sort of using part of your faith, but not all of it. And I say to everyone who tells me the story of their spiritual life, whatever is your spiritual teaching, live it 100%. Believe in it 100%. Well, what if it's wrong? If it's wrong, then go somewhere else. Go to a different teaching that you don't feel is wrong. Find a teaching that reveals the infinite knowledge of the universe, that reveals the oneness and the allness, the balance on all planes, spiritual, mental, and physical, reveals the absolute laws, the law of laws, the law of consequence, absolute, the law of cause and effect. See, that's what they're teaching. In a way that you can understand. And as you do that, you will feel content with yourself. And you'll be working harmoniously with yourself and not in opposition to your church, your philosophy, or anything else. You'll be a happy person, as I say. You'll be a happy camper. Okay. But you just can't jump around from religion to religion and philosophy. Oh, yes, you can. And you do. The majority of the people in the world are living at least a dozen philosophies at one time. They like a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of something else, and they just live each one, and they are eclectic, as the saying goes. They believe in many attitudes. They know of many attitudes all at once, but they believe in them too. Well, now, is there any philosophy in the world that teaches exactly what we believe? And the answer is no. No philosophy on the face of the earth can ever teach exactly what we believe, because each of us is a unique being, and we draw upon our own inner source, our own inner fountain of wisdom and truth, and we take it all the same, but we take it with our own backgrounds. We take it with our own training, with our own understanding, with our own limitations and our own grandiose expectations. And as we take it, we may have had a bad experience in a certain area, and we attach that to anything that indicates that. We may have had a good experience in another area, and then we attach everything to that aspect of it. For instance, if you found that kneeling was a good way to remind yourself to go within and pray, then you would kneel and pray. However, if you saw people kneeling and praying and kneeling and praying and getting no results, and you thought, that's a lot of hooey. And then every time you would find yourself kneeling and praying, you'd say, I'm a hypocrite. What am I doing here? So you see, you'd be looking at your religious life, your spiritual life, your wisdom and your philosophy from a jauntist point of view. A point of view that's based upon people who are not believing in it, yet doing it, or not doing it, and yet believing in it. Hard to think of a person not doing it and yet believing it, but we do that too. Not doing it, yet believing in it. I'm whole and perfect. I know that statement brings health into my life and my experience because I am training my consciousness to be receptive only to that. Do we do it? We know that, but do we do it? Do we practice it? I have a hammer, and I'm hitting my finger with the hammer, and I say, why does my finger hurt so? Why does it hurt? And I keep slamming the hammer down on my finger, and then all of a sudden I wake up and I say, hey, I'm doing that to myself. And you stop hitting your finger with the hammer, and your finger begins to feel good instantly. You know? That's the principle. That's the way it goes. Manu is the law of laws, the absolute consequence and balance on all planes, spiritual, mental, and physical. spiritual, mental, and physical. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Well, think of it. Within you, within me, is the law of laws. Within you and me is the absolute consequence and balance of all planes, spiritual, mental, and physical, because we are one, and as being one, we are the all. Think on those things. It's kind of fun. Being a philosopher allows us to just wander around in our mind in some very magical ways, some very fun ways. And when you think about that, life is really quite exciting. And for sure, an awful lot of fun. Have a lovely day. Think wonderful thoughts. And know that I am with you at all times.